You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Warning! This episode contains foul language, cringe-worthy material, and you may need a barf bag.
Listening to Keep It Weird, the podcast for all things strange, unusual, paranormal, supernatural, creepy, sticky, gross, scary, and everything in between. Each week we sit down with one of our friends and we chat about something weird. This week is extremely special because our guest is one of my oldest friends in the whole world visiting from Illinois, and we are going to be chatting about one of our favorite things of all time, food.
Ooh.
And you may think, what could be so weird about food? Fucking everything.
All
apparently. just you wait. We're going to be talking about weird restaurants, haunted restaurants, strangest cuisines around the world, and we're even going to be talking about some of the craziest food conspiracies.
Dun, dun, dun.
So excited.
So excited. So set your table and pull up your bootstraps. I can't do what you do, Lauren.
But that was the best attempt I've ever heard. So set the table.
Wipe your mouth and trim your bangs.
Tuck your napkin.
Tuck in your pants.
Bib. Slap on the old feed bag.
Slap on the feed bag.
Gear up.
Get your trough. Time to talk about some grub.
That was beautiful.
Yep. Yeah, that was great.
My name is Ashley, and this is my 30-year-old co-host, Lauren.
Hello, weirdos. I am freshly 30.
Freshly 30 as of yesterday,
yeah,
right?
Yesterday.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
And our guest today, friend since the fourth grade, Miss Natalie Higgerson.
Hi, weirdos.
Woo-woo.
Friend since grade 4.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy town.
Middle school,
I love it.
High school, college, all of it.
All the way through.
Aww.
It's a through line.
Frenzies for life.
Frenzies for life. Do you have any weird memories of me? I mean, I've always been a weird person, I think.
You're like, where do I begin?
I mean, there's just so much.
Yeah, there's a lot. The other day I was like, have I changed since like high school or like grade school? And she was like, not one bit.
We were like, literally
kind
sitting
of what
in
I've gathered from meeting
exactly
her
the same. Yeah.
Because that's always something you wonder.
Yeah,
you know, because especially since like when you go to college, that's when, like John Mulaney says, like you're auditioning for your new personality.
Yes,
like you're
exactly.
auditioning for who you're actually going to be. Because you get to like leave your hometown and become who you want.
Right.
And I was like, did I change?
You're still the same.
Nah. Apparently, I did not. I grew my hair.
Yes, you do have longer hair.
I don't have a buzz cut anymore.
No.
So you knew buzz cut Ashley with the short hair. Nice.
Oh my gosh, that picture you sent me the other day of us on the roller coaster.
Can we not bring that up? I swore you to secrecy, you monster.
What was happening on this roller coaster?
You talk about it in front of thousands of people.
It's a very public forum.
Shitty. Yeah. So Natalie and I had we got to go through our awkward phase together.
Yeah. So that was nice.
Glasses and like
Did you guys have braces?
I had braces.
I did not have braces.
You have great teeth. Thanks. Congrats.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
I'm really happy for you.
Yeah, but I have had glasses since like first grade because we're also blind.
Yeah, we cannot see.
Yeah.
I'm on that train as well. I mean, I'm currently wearing glasses, so I think we gathered that.
Yeah, we got to go through our awkward phase together. Natalie got really popular.
I don't believe that. You
friends.
Always say you weren't popular, but I feel like everyone had to have liked
you. You were friends with like so many different groups of
people. You were one of those. You're like friends with everybody.
I kind
of
hopped.
Yeah.
And to me, that's popular too. Mm. It's just like looks different than like, oh, they're not in like the crew.
Well, Natalie was like a cheerleader.
Yeah. So I was that girl.
She was a cheerleader with double D's. So
oh, God.
Oh,
I see why you were popular.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it.
You know.
So
I love it.
That's fair.
It's fine. But you guys always stayed friends no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
We did.
Important. Yeah.
True. Mm-hmm. I was the weird one.
Elsie, my friend who's in town right now, this means nothing to our listeners, but I also have a friend in town who's out exploring town right now. But we were the same way. We kind of ran in different crews in high school, but we always, like, out of the corner of our eye, were like, I love you, girl.
Yeah.
I see you.
Yeah, that's exactly.
I know we kind of have different groups, but, like, I love you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. Yeah. And then whenever we get together, it's just like no time has passed,
whatsoever. It's,
it's like,
yeah. It's not even like, how are you? What is your life like? It's just like, beep, boop, bop.
Yeah. You're immediately spouting.
We're real dumb.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
So today, one other thing I wanted to ask you, because I actually had I had a friend from grade school reach out to me recently who said that she remembers weird things happening in my house when we would have sleepovers and stuff. Did you ever have any experiences at my house?
I wasn't born with this thing that you have.
Yeah, well.
So I didn't ever really like experience anything, but I always just got like a weird vibe.
There's some
whenever
weird
vibes. I was there.
Like a weird, you felt a weird energy.
Yeah.
There?
Yeah, and I wouldn't like sleep in your room. We never slept in your bedroom.
No,
we always slept in the basement. So, you know, and I would never like go anywhere by myself.
Always go with a buddy.
Yeah, always take a buddy.
Buddy system for sure.
Buddy system for the Cassidy household.
Yeah. But you definitely felt something when you were there. You just didn't see anything.
Yeah, I just didn't. And like I said, I'm not like, you know, I have none of those things.
I don't think I do either.
Abilities. Yeah. So I never experienced anything firsthand.
Okay.
And another
thing. But I might when I get home.
True.
My garage is getting torn down today.
Yes. That's what I was going to actually ask you next. So Natalie, if you guys, listeners, you might remember, she is the one who has some headstones in her fucking garage.
That's you. I never made that connection.
Yes,
oh
that
my
is
God.
Me.
I did not make that connection at all.
So
oh my gosh. I love you even more.
We were talking
did.
The other night. Like, I'm probably going, my garage. Garage is getting torn down either today or tomorrow while I'm out here. My dad is supervising, and my house is probably going to be haunted
probably.
When I get home,
it's gonna
because
stir some
I'm
things
just
up.
I'm just messing with something. I mean, I can't
100% you're going to get haunted.
Safe. My garage is not safe.
No,
the
roof
so you
caved
like,
in.
You
yeah, the roof caved in. It's bad. It's really
so
old.
So it needs to
it's
be
from,
fixed.
It's like from the 40s or 50s garage. Mm-hmm. Like it needs to
and
go.
There's
well,
dead
maybe
so I'm hoping
the spirits
they're
will
understand.
Yeah.
I'm hoping
like,
they're
they be
understanding.
Like, I know. She needs to fix it.
I just also kind of wish that I was there for like, you know, the excavator or whoever's coming to take it away. Because like one of the gravestones is face down.
Right.
And like it's too heavy for any of us to like lift up. I just wish I could, you know, be there for the unveiling. But
right.
Have your dad take a pic.
I will.
I was just going to say that. Get
Make
some
sure
photos.
He takes a pic.
Mm-hmm. Get a pic.
Yeah.
Get a pic. Get some pics.
But I mean, one of them is so old that it's not even
you can't
readable.
Even read it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the other one's like a newer
Did you
shape.
Try doing like a chalk?
I don't even want to touch
Put
it.
Put a piece of
I
paper
can't.
On it and like run a pencil over it.
Can you do
See
a little,
the secret?
A little stenciling,
secret,
some tracing.
Message, please.
I used to love
to do
doing that
like
when
leaves.
I was little.
Yeah.
But with a headstone, please.
Yeah,
but that's
oh my how.
Just try it.
The times have changed.
Will they take the bodies? Are you ever
you know,
going to get
I
someone
don't...
to take the bodies? Where would
no,
you put them?
I.
You'd probably have to pay for it too, which is like
probably.
Listen, I didn't sign up for this.
I mean, and let's be honest, it's a really cool fucking story.
Oh, true. Leave the bodies.
Yeah, leave like, it. Leave them.
Leave the bodies.
Yeah.
You should probably find a way to leave the headstones too, or some sort of marker.
Yeah.
put a cross in there or something. Yeah. Be like, here lies somebody.
Yeah. I don't know who they are.
We don't know.
I mean, I should, dude. Like, the Historical Society is literally catty corner from my house, so I should probably go in there.
Oh, probably. Yeah. Just be like, check out what's been going on. Tell me what's going on. I've got dead people in my yard.
Yeah. Who could they be?
Yeah. Who could they be?
I really thought my neighbor was joking until I went back there, and after I had already purchased the house, of course.
Right.
Went back there and went exploring, and I was like, oh, he was serious.
Oh my God.
Because your neighbor said there's people buried.
Yeah, there's people buried in your backyard. Like, yeah, and I was like, yeah, haha. He's like a 93-year-old Marine vet.
Oh.
So it's like, so
you never know. A cool dude, but
for sure.
Like, well, maybe he's not
lived
all
on
there.
That block like his whole life, pretty much. But he could be semi-senile,
right?
I mean, you never know.
Or
he
was just trying to creep out the new,
the new girl,
the new tenants.
Yeah, but I haven't experienced anything in my house. I've never felt uncomfortable, never. And I've lived there alone for like 2 years with my dog. Before, I mean, not alone, but
we need to send Ashley there.
Yeah,
we need like your sensitivity.
I don't know if that would be a good idea, because then I'll just be like, yeah, so. For sale sign going out in the front yard.
Because depending on what she finds. Yeah, maybe ignorance is bliss.
I think that's how I'm going to be at this point.
I would be the same.
You could put one of those for sale signs up that says not haunted on it.
For sale. I love those.
Not for haunted. Sale, not haunted. It's
not
like,
haunted. Then, I promise.
Yeah.
At the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now I know it's fucking haunted. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's talk about some food.
Yes.
Before we dive into food, I feel like we should say what some of our favorite foods are, just to be like cute and fun.
Oh, okay.
No? Oh, is that not what the show's for?
No,
Ashley just gave me the meanest look.
I furrowed my brow because it's so hard to choose.
Yeah. Favorites are hard.
Every time somebody asks me that question, I'm just like,
Okay, let's take away the word favorite, because that makes it really hard, and it's like you have to narrow it down. Just like, what are some things you really enjoy?
Sushi.
Yes,
for sure. For Samesies. Sure.
Sush.
Korean barbecue.
Because
I just had it for
the
first time.
Do me dirty. It's so good. I love Korean barbecue, and I haven't had it in so long. And
it was
really good.
We
took her to K-Town
away.
And got like
the
legit
good stuff.
Korean barbecue. It's
so good.
So amazing. And you get to cook everything yourself, so you like feel super fun.
No,
did
we didn't do that.
Oh, you
didn't
do that kind. There are some kinds you make it yourself.
You make it yourself? Oh,
well. No, we went to the kind of place where they slap down like a really sticky board, like wooden thing with like 90 items on it.
Yes, and then you can say like, I want this one.
Yeah, and you're like, I want
those are fun too.
42, 7, 9. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's almost like, what do
I even do? But I was just like, do whatever to me. Yeah. I don't even could just get whatever.
Yeah.
Because everything ends up being good.
You can't really go wrong. Any bad food there.
Well, some Korean barbecue places, maybe next time you visit, go to a place where they just give you all the uncooked meat
and then
you have
just
a little grill on your table and you make it yourself and pour the sauce over.
Fun.
So that's really fun too.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
That sounds like, I don't want to do that.
It's fun. I know.
I can do a
sounds like
for you to cook for me.
And then you can cook it just how you want it. I think it's so fun. I'm taking you there. I'm forcing you to cook your meat.
You cook my
He was upset about that.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Wilder was like, fuck you. Wilder's favorite food is booby.
He likes booby. Milk? Breast milk? Did I tell you I tried my breast milk? I was so curious. I had to know. It was actually really good. It's kind of sweet.
Yeah.
Like it tasted like soy milk kind of. And I was like, ah. I produce yummy milk. That's
good
all.
For you. Congratulations.
That goes along with weird food.
Did you make
my breast milk? I did. I didn't know if I should embarrass him on the podcast. Who cares? He tried it too. And he said the same thing. Like, he was totally cringing as he put the glass to his mouth. And then he was like, not
you put
bad.
It in
I was
an
like,
actual glass. So it just
looks it was like in
milk.
A little whiskey glass.
Oh
I was
God,
like, we're
of course it was.
Such weird people.
That's
but
amazing.
He said it was like really sweet. And
that's
yummy.
Interesting.
I know. I didn't think it would
you
be sweet.
You should use it as like coffee creamer.
I know.
Oh my God.
That would actually be really. Honestly, it would be good. It's sweetener.
Delicious and healthy.
So healthy.
So many
all
vitamins.
The nutrients.
All the nutrients.
Yeah, sushi and Korean barbecue. And then I also have to add in, I mean, this is like such an American classic, but mac and cheese.
Oh,
I love
for sure.
Me some mac and cheese. And Kraft specifically, which is like the trashiest of the mac and cheese, but
I
love
really
it.
It really is.
You are trash.
Garbage. I am complete garbage.
Absolute
and
garbage.
I own that, but I love it. It's so good.
I really like restaurants that like will do specialty. It's like mac and specialty. Cheese made with Gruyere and yes. bacon bits. I'm like fancy. What?
Fancy mac and cheese.
Shovel it in my gullet.
Immediately.
And lobster. Sometimes we put lobster in mac and cheese.
Yeah, lobster mac and cheese.
There's a place at home, like where I teach, that does pulled pork barbecue mac and cheese.
Hello.
Well, need it immediately. All,
I mean, it's like homemade mac and cheese. It's not that Kraft garbage.
I know. Kraft is garbage. My gosh, I realize. Good. But I know. That sounds so good.
But in a pinch.
I know. And
if you just
quick,
have some easy mac.
I know.
Pop it in. It's fine.
One of my favorite mac and cheeses was at the Hard Rock Cafe, which like their food's garbage. But this mac and cheese was really good because it was mac and cheese with chicken, broccoli,
ooh,
red bell peppers.
Yep.
And like keep cayenne going. Pepper.
Tell me more.
I really think it was you're getting all of your food groups.
Yes, I was just
that one
thinking
meal.
That.
Some wheat.
You
some
got
veggies,
some carbs. Some veggies.
Dairy.
Yeah,
some
dairy.
You've got the whole
the
food
triangle.
Pyramid.
Yeah.
Pyramid.
Which the food it's pyramid weird. Didn't that? Wasn't that like
was
everyone like threw it out?
Yeah,
and was
they
like,
were like,
this
oh,
is
by the way, yeah,
incorrect.
This is incorrect. We've been teaching
correct.
You this
because yeah, what did it say? It said like something so absurd was like one of the best things for you. It might have been dairy or something. It was like dairy is the best for
the
you,
whole
and it was like
foundation
is it?
Of the food pyramid was like bread,
bread,
oh, yeah, it was
and
like
wheat
bread,
and potatoes.
Bread, and then above that was cheese, and it's like, well,
I feel like no, probably
that hurts a lot of people's
and
tummy.
Vegetables.
Yeah, I would say fruits and veggies should probably go on the bottom of the pyramid. Did we rework the pyramid or we just threw it in the trash?
I think everyone just threw it out. It was like,
my
ignore.
Plate. I only know this because I'm a teacher.
You're a
I was
going to
say,
yeah,
you should.
What is it? My
it's
plate?
Called My Plate. We can just like, it's just like a picture. It's
of
more
a plate.
Like,
of a plate.
It's a picture of a wow, how did you know?
I guess.
That's so smart.
Like half of it is like fruits and veggies. Right. And then, you know, there's a quarter of it for protein and a quarter of it for carbs or whatever, so it's more like fruit and veggie centered,
yeah,
than, as it should be,
yes, correct. And it shows you, you know, how your plate's supposed to actually look instead of things piled on top of each other
sort
you
of
know
just
like
a
Thanksgiving
mountain.
Dinner,
yes, for sure,
yeah, that's sense. A big thing that we'll talk about today, portion sizes, mm-hmm. especially mm-hmm. like in America compared
say,
to other
harshly.
Countries yeah
oh god, I can't even imagine going to an I haven't traveled abroad enough to even like
to hear what they have to say about
oh,
our
Jesus I can't
fat
even imagine.
It's like you guys eat way too much at once.
Yes.
That's the thing, is it's not even like you just eat too much in life, it's like you guys put mountains on your plates and that's incorrect.
Yes. Multiple times a day.
Yes.
Yeah.
For every meal. A lot of European countries, I feel like, do like tapas style, like smaller meals.
Yes.
And they just drink wine all day tapas. And smoke cigarettes. And I'm like, I think you guys are doing it right over there.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds pretty great to me.
When
I
we were in Paris last
else,
year,
but
I was just walking by all the tables. It was like noon on a Tuesday and people were drinking champagne and just like eating like a tiny plate of something.
Don't
and I was
they,
like, this
some places
is
get
the
like
dream.
2 or 3 hours for lunch.
Yes.
Like,
and they do like really late dinners, I think, because they do 2 to 3
right.
hours for lunch. Like, just
it's
every
like
way they live life. I was like,
yeah.
I'm about this. I'm moving to
yes.
Paris immediately.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
So, yeah, I thought we would talk about some delicacies in other countries, which we're also going to talk about the weird ass things that we eat. But to mm-hmm. us here in America, some of these things are a little bizarre. So I'll start with this one is in the Middle East. It's called kash, K-H-A-S-H, and it is stewed cow's feet and
no.
cow's heads. And it's like literally in this yellow, disgusting broth. And it used to be a winter comfort food. And now it's like a delicacy, like it's worshipped over there.
Wow.
And it is cow's feet and
cow's
head.
Feet.
And the skull like looks at you. There's eyeballs that you can see in
oh,
this
wow.
yellow, slimy broth. And it used to be like, oh, to warm you heart and soul. Like, who wants that? To warm them heart and soul. So that one made me
so
really upset.
So do they actually
very...
eat the feet and the head, or they just
they
eat
do.
The broth?
Is it just like the flavor?
I actually don't know if they eat the head. They definitely eat the feet. I think the head might just be in there to add flavor. I can barely say that out loud. To add
aren't
flavor
the feet
from a skull.
Hooves?
Yeah, but there's, I think there's meat around the hooves. Like, you leave the bone in, but... I mean, I can't
gravy.
Talk about this too much longer. In Japan, there are tuna eyeballs.
Oh, no.
But apparently, they look awful. Like, you literally, if you go, you know, and get ground beef at the store, like when we get it, it's in those like plastic
mm-hmm. yeah.
little packages. That's how these eyeballs appear. You just go pick these two huge fish eyeballs that are staring at you in your little plastic wrapped bin. But apparently, as awful and disgusting and from a horror movie as they look, apparently they taste like squid, which, like, we eat calamari all the time. So apparently they actually have, like, pretty good flavor. But I think you have to get past that horrendous appearance because it's truly just two big eyeballs. I have a picture.
That is insane.
I didn't realize tuna.
Oh my. It's literally just two big eyes.
Oh. Wow.
I can't tell. Can you see it or are you upset?
No, I can see it.
Oh no. I can see
those
just
eyeballs.
Just two big eyes in plastic wrap.
I didn't realize how big tuna were until we were watching Blue Planet the other day.
And there I've been watching it every day.
It's so good.
And there were these seals that were going after some tuna. They were like corralling the tuna in an area. And like the tuna were like half the size of the seal. So I was like, what?
Like, how is this possible?
We're used to little baby bluegill.
Yeah.
Like, we're not used to that.
I like, when I hear tuna, I don't know. I didn't think that they were enormous fish. But they're huge and meaty and delicious.
And apparently have squid-tasting eyeballs.
In China, they have this thing called the century egg or the 100-year-old egg. And basically like a rotten egg, but it's been preserved in a mixture of clay, ash, and lime. They keep it in that for months, and then the yolk turns to a dark green, and the outer, like the whites, turn to black slime.
Oh, no.
And apparently it smells like sulfur, so it doesn't smell good. It looks disgusting, but people like it mostly for the texture. It's almost like when you eat an oyster, like some people just like to like suck down the slime, and I guess that's kind of how this... It's either called the millennium egg, the century egg, or the 100-year-old egg. And that, like, it's just, it's more like a fun thing that people in China do. But, like, I don't think I could put something that smelled like sulfur anywhere near my mouth.
And I really like eggs, too.
I know.
Just how they are right now is
how they
fine.
Are normally.
I don't need it to ferment for a period
of
time.
In clay and ash. I'm like, who
made this?
I don't understand.
Is it actually, it's not actually like a 100-year-old egg.
No, it's not. I don't know why that's
the name. Because that's probably what it looks like whenever.
I think people see it and they're like, this is from the ancient times.
Yeah.
What the hell is this? So that makes me upset.
I don't like oysters. I don't like eating them.
I do.
I wish I did. I feel like that classy people eat them.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thanks.
I
guess
don't like
you're
swallowing.
Classy.
Yeah, I don't like swallowing.
I eat Kraft mac
whole.
And cheese, so I'm trash. We already.
Well, I don't do raw. Ew.
Oh, really?
No.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, that's what I'm talking about,
like,
too. Like,
oh,
when people
no.
suck them down.
No. I won't do that.
So, how do you like them prepared then?
Fried?
No. I want like them steamed with maybe just like a little touch of hot sauce. And maybe put it on a cracker or something.
Okay. I could maybe get on board with that.
Or they make like fancy ones with, you know, like Cajun hot sauce and Parmesan cheese or like spinach or, I mean, there's all kinds of fancy
oysters.
Well,
when I worked at Bow and Trust, we had Tuesday oyster nights where you could get like, it was like oysters for a dollar. So people would come in and get all these oysters. And I was like, I don't like oysters. Like, I'm not going to have them. And the chef was like, I'm going to prepare some oysters for you to try. Mm-hmm. So he had like 7 oysters and he prepared them all differently. Like, one was hot sauce. One was like lemon and zesty, whatever. Like, he prepared them all in a different way. Mm-hmm. And they were raw. I had to like swallow them. Ugh, I tried every single one and I was like, I hate oysters.
I think that would just be like a texture thing for me.
Yeah.
Like,
that's the thing.
It's like,
you
no matter what, it's raw.
Ugh, and it's so slimy. Mm. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing.
I can't
like,
get over
I'm
it.
The same
I can't
with,
get past
like,
it.
A lot of people don't like escargot because they're like, well, this is snails and they're slimy and they're chewy and weird. Yeah. But like, and at first I didn't like them because of the texture either. But if you rub those in like some garlic and some butter, then I will eat it all day. But it's like, sure, if someone just gave me a plain snail, I'd be like, no, thank you.
No. No, pass. Anyways, go on.
Yeah, if you put anything in
fish
butter,
eyes.
It's great.
Fish eyes.
Some more fish eyes. Okay, let's see. I just lost my place and now we're back. Okay, there's something called, in Japan, there's something, this is a true nightmare, called a wasp cracker.
What?
And it's exactly what it sounds like. It's not like, oh, this is a cute nickname for something that's chocolatey. No, it's a biscuit filled with wasps. So it's a cookie. And it looks like a chocolate chip cookie, but where you'd see some choco chips, it's bugs.
Oh, no.
And it's they're dead. And I assume they take the stinger out.
Stinger out?
Yes, they do. Sorry. It's called a digger wasp. and they take the stinger out and then cook them into the cookies. So you get a little thin biscuit mm-hmm. with dead wasps in it.
Is it sweet or savory?
It's supposed to be sweet. So I wonder if wasps have a sweet taste or if they just kind of mix into the batter and it's just like for the crunch. But I hate it. Like, I don't understand why.
Different cultures eat insects like that.
They do. Because like, I like a lot of countries protein. Eat like fried cockroaches yeah. and grasshoppers and crazy things. I've had a chocolate grasshopper before and actually wasn't the worst thing I've ever had.
For me, or like dehydrated tarantulas is a thing.
Yes.
I just wonder if that's an actual thing that people eat or if it's like a thing at a market where they're like, let's trick Americans into eating fucking bugs.
I do wonder that too. I mean, it says it's like a very popular item in Japan, but also like I've had lots of friends go to Japan and I don't remember any of them being like, I saw the wasp crackers. I'm like, wasp crackers. It's just creepy because they look like a chocolate chip cookie. And now I'm terrified if I ever visit Japan, I'm going to be like, chocolate chip
cookie. I need some sweets. I need some energy.
Some wasps.
I would love to
they
have
still have their
that
wings in. That weirds me out, too. Like, the picture is so disturbing. I feel like we're going to have to do like a slideshow on our Instagram of all these photos because they're special.
I can only imagine.
In Cambodia, fried spiders. We were just talking about this.
Yeah.
A fried spider is a delicacy popular in the Cambodian town of Skuon, S-K-U-O-N. Probably not saying that correct in any way.
Probably not.
They're prepared by marinating in MSG, sugar, and salt, and then they're fried in garlic afterwards.
Sounds healthy.
Sounds real
that's
good.
Super healthy. The healthiest.
And fried grasshoppers are also very popular in Cambodia, but this has more meat on it. So if you're looking for a little more substance, you go for the fried spider instead. But it also has a brown sludge in its abdomen. So when you bite in, you get a little juice, too.
Oh, gosh. For some reason, that made me think of, what's the Neil Patrick Harris Starship Troopers. That's immediately the image that I got in my brain whenever you said that.
When you said brown sludge.
So, yeah. Brown sludge. Isn't it awful? It comes out, like when you bite in, it comes out of the abdomen. It's like, it's their innards. Like you can't even be like, it's like something sweet. Not. It's like, nope, it's what you think it is.
Nope.
It's so bad. No. Oh, and this picture, the picture of it is terrifying.
Can
I just, yeah. Like, look at this plate of fried spiders.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
It's as big as his head.
And the legs sticking out, just like, it's too much for me. But then again, I'm like being so judgmental, but they fry it in garlic. And I'm like,
I get it.
I love
garlic. I do
garlic.
Like some garlic.
I just feel like there are other things you can fry in garlic.
I know.
That
true.
Aren't spiders.
It doesn't have to be a spidey.
Yeah.
In Australia, there's a delicacy called a witchetty grub, which I was thinking about saying in an Australian accent, but I feel like I'd be so offensive.
Do it.
What? Witchetty.
Nope, you're not doing it.
Witchetty. Nope, I don't have it. Anyone else want to try? Witchetty grub. What was that? I just like turned into an old lady from the
40s. It's a witchetty grub.
The witchetty grub. No, I can't do an Australian accent. If you're listening, you're from Australia. Please still love me, and
please,
I'm sorry.
Please don't unsubscribe.
Good day, witchetty grub. Nope, I lost it. It's gone. But anywho, this is a giant caterpillar, basically. It's part of the Australian bushmeat family. I don't know what that is. It's a staple in the Australian desert, and it can be eaten raw, where it tastes like almonds, or it can be lightly cooked, and apparently it crisps up like chicken and has the consistency on the inside of an egg.
Ugh.
So,
like, I feel like I like all of those things, but maybe not in one thing.
I feel like most of these things, you have to give it to me. Don't let me look at it.
Don't tell me what it is.
Put it in my mouth and then be like, what'd you think?
Yeah.
Right. Because if it does taste like almonds, like maybe I'd be on board. Yeah. And like also like I like things that are crispy like chicken.
Mm-hmm. So. I feel like these people just watched The Lion King and they were like, Timon and Pumbaa have it made.
Yep. And yeah. Did you guys think those bugs looked delicious when they were eating them in the movie? Or was that just me? Like the way they're eating them and slurping them down, I'm like, I want to eat one of those bugs.
Just one.
I'm pretty sure they had at the time too. I do remember like some sort of fruit snack. Lion King fruit snack that was the grub. Yeah. I ate the shit out of that.
I did too. And I was pretending like that's what it tasted like for them in the movie. I'm like, it's just fruity.
Yeah, I could live off this.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Okay. In South Korea, they have something called, I'm just going to spell it. B-E-O-N-D-E-G-I. Beyondegi.
Sure.
In South Korea, which is a silkworm boiled or steamed and lightly seasoned. It's more of a snack. It's not necessarily a meal, but people will have a bag of these, like how we eat potato chips, and they just crunch on some...
silkworms.
Some silkworms. Mm-hmm. And apparently they taste like wood, so I don't know why they like them, but...
Wood?
It literally says they taste like wood. So
when
I don't know if it's more for a texture.
Dan Sung Sa the other night. They have silkworm soup.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah. I've never gotten it because I read it and I
did
went,
did you get
no,
it?
No.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you tried it.
No.
I'd be very curious. Yeah. I don't think I would have had the guts to order.
No.
Because I'd lose my guts. You know what I'm saying? In Africa, they like to eat stink bugs.
Yeah.
Which just makes me feel all the things. They're used to flavor stews, or they can be eaten on their own, but they're said to have a crunch to them and taste like apple. So again, I'm like, oh, you saw me when you say stuff like that.
I like apples.
That doesn't sound bad.
They're prepared by boiling. The bugs release defensive pheromones in a last-ditch attempt to survive. And so it hurts your eyes when the pheromones come out, but then it only lasts. It's like chopping onions. Like you might get a little watery eye, but then all the flavor is released into the stew. And then you just eat it, and apparently it's apple-y, which I just can't believe is true. But that's what they're claiming in Africa.
Alrighty,
they're just
trying to trick us into eating this shit.
They really are.
They are. They're like, put this on your American websites.
Put this on your American websites
when the tourists come.
Yeah, we'll feed them these worms.
We'll feed them.
In Australia, I feel like we've all heard of this one because it's always in so many movies, but Vegemite.
Oh, yeah.
Which
yeah.
I didn't really
what
realize
it?
What it was.
Yeah.
I know. So that's why I looked it up. So it's made from yeast extract. It's a byproduct of brewing beer. So it's essentially the bottom of the barrel that most breweries would throw away. But people instead like turned it into a paste that you can spread on toast and other food. It has a salty flavor. Most people pair it with toast, as I said, but sometimes also with cheese, and you basically either love it or you hate it. There's no middle ground. I think I would be in the hate category.
I would try it.
Salty butter, kind
basically,
of.
Basically,
it's like a spread, like butter, but it's like
I think it's like
really
overly
salty.
Yeasty because it's from like brewery barrels, but true. I think it would maybe be team too much for me.
I'd try it.
I do want to try it.
Just to see.
For sure.
Know.
I've always been so curious about it, but.
Can you buy it in the States?
I don't think so.
No.
I feel like I tried to look it up on Amazon.
No, international
Amazon maybe.
Shipping.
I feel like I tried to look it up on Amazon, but this was like years ago before Amazon like truly had everything. So I think we need to look it up again and see
probably.
If it's on there. Maybe we can order some Vegemite.
Mm-hmm. Vegemite sandwich.
This one's not as disturbing as some of the ones we've been talking about, but I wanted to bring it up because I did try it when we were in Paris. Steak tartare, which is crazy because it's like raw red meat, which in America is insane.
Before. Yeah,
I have too, and I actually thought it was good. I really
mine
enjoyed it.
Mine was terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you have it in the States?
Like, yes, okay. I think.
You didn't like it?
Mm-mm.
So what, it's just raw
It's basically meat? Like raw burger meat. Like it comes in a little pile on your plate and you can mix it with like some people like to put an egg on top of it. You could put like ketchup and aioli, whatever you want on top of it. I just had mine plain. I think I maybe put a little salt on it, but I actually kind of enjoyed it once I got past the fact
that
it was
just
like
completely
ground
raw
meat sitting. Yeah. It was not cooked even a little bit.
I think mine was like flat. Mine was like a flat piece on my plate. Just
that would look even weirder.
I think the looks was what sent me over the edge.
Yeah,
it's
you
just
couldn't hit it.
Yeah,
meat.
And I already had this idea in my head that it was going to be terrible. So
was it bloody?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine I do was. Believe there was like liquid coming out of the bottom as well. Yeah,
it's just probably it is not
weird.
Safe.
It's very, I'm like, I know. I'm like, it's safe. So bizarre now that I'm saying it, but I really enjoyed the
flavor.
You know,
because you cook like, stuff to get rid of germs,
to get rid of bacteria.
Yeah.
I feel like. Every time I think of people eating raw meat, I think of movies like Rosemary's Baby or the first season of American Horror Story where
I thought of that
or
as
I'm
well.
Gonna get like a brain parasite
oh,
from this.
Yes,
like,
or the brain parasite thing.
I know.
Yeah.
And I did have that fear because it was also I had it like our first day there. And
because
I was just like, I'm just gonna jump right into the culture was my mindset. But then part of me was also like, Lauren, you idiot, like you're gonna ruin the rest of your vacation, get
yeah,
some
if you get,
stomach
yeah,
parasite.
Food poisoning.
But thank God I was also totally fine. But yeah, I will say I liked the flavor, but it is so bizarre. And just like you stare down at your plate for a few minutes, like, is how is this allowed? Yeah. Like, how are we doing this?
How is this legal?
Yeah. Right.
Should I call the cops?
I know. Should I call the police?
Should but I call like, right meat? What do I
it's
do?
It's like one of the most popular things you can order in France, though. So I'm like, okay, whatever.
I mean, we just talked about how they obviously have it all figured out. So
they do.
Maybe
I'm telling
steak tartare is the way to go. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe raw red meat is the way to do it.
Another one out of Australia, I didn't realize because kangaroos are hopping everywhere. They also eat kangaroo. I thought they were just their buddies, but they do. It's very high in protein and low in fat, making it a pretty healthy choice, actually. It's gamey in its flavor, and it can be served as just like a steak patty, or you can have it on a bun as a burger, or you can sprinkle it over a salad. But apparently, kangaroo is eaten in Australia, and I had zero idea that was a thing.
I don't think I could ever eat a marsupial.
I don't think I could either. And I thought they were just like the friend of Australia. Right. I didn't think anyone would ever
like
cook
nobody.
Them. They're the buddy of Australia.
They're the buddy. But apparently they're really good for you. So then it's like, well,
I guess. I mean, you know, if there's going to be so many of them,
I don't think I could eat a kangaroo. I've had alligator before.
Yeah,
I've had alligator. I've had frog legs.
I've had frog legs too.
I didn't like alligator. It was chewy.
There's a place close to home that's like a Cajun place that they serve all that stuff. Yeah.
I'm going to have to check it out. I actually like frog legs.
I did too. I dipped them in butter though. I haven't had frog legs in years.
I like them when they're fried though. Yes. Like I like just like not healthy frog legs.
I had fried frog legs dipped in butter. Yeah, it was the unhealthiest
thing. It's like not healthy. We had frog legs at Dang Sung Sa once and which is the KBBQ.
I went to some KBBQ the other night.
The KBBQ place that we went to the other day. And they just kind of cooked them like you would chicken, like the skewers.
Okay, yeah.
And it was basically like having chicken, but like not enough. Because it's like they're very small. Yeah,
there's not a ton of meat
on there. So it was like, oh, just get the chicken skewers.
Yeah.
This is not special.
Chicken, please.
Yeah, but when they're fried, it's like, put it in my mouth. I don't care. You can fry
a lot of things and I'll probably eat
Certainly.
It. Just don't tell
me
what it is.
That was a very, you know, let's go frog gigging and... No.
Oh, in Southern Illinois?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you say frog gigging?
Yeah.
Is that a term?
Apparently, that's what... I don't know anything about this, but...
Yeah.
It's like a nighttime thing, because, you know, you can hear them at night or whatever. And then
you go catch frogs?
You go gigging frogs and cut the legs off and fry them.
Okay.
They should gig the frog bastard that lives on the golf course.
Oh, my God.
I'm not kidding. This frog... I've heard rumors of people who have sighted this frog saying that this is like the biggest frog they've ever seen. But I have heard this frog. And
it's
this
ridiculous.
It echoes throughout.
Croak.
Yeah, so it's like crazy. Scary.
And
I ran away.
At very low volumes, like it can be really relaxing.
Like sure.
If you're
like
out
that.
In the country and you hear, it can be, you know, it's kind of like white noise.
Wow. Sure.
But
of course.
That's
a good
atrocity.
Impression.
Thank you. Yeah, that. But that atrocity is
it was just frightening.
So it'll keep you up at night, basically.
Yeah.
Ew. I wonder how big it is.
I don't know. I've heard rumors, like people saying they saw a frog that looked like a dog.
Nope.
On the golf course.
See, you never know.
Who knows? But still, people are crazy. I would rather die.
Mm-hmm. No. Didn't someone write in a story about seeing like a giant frog man?
It was one of our listener ghosts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's even worse.
Listener ghost stories. It was like a mutant catfish that learned how to walk and.
Oh, no. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Yeah. No. Catfish are weird
anyway.
It was like
a catfish monster.
Like people that go, like, just stick their arms under
the
rocks.
Yeah, what's that called?
Noodling.
Noodling. Noodling. That's right. Noodling for catfish. Yeah. You stick your arms down.
I love all the terms.
Crazy.
You allow them to bite your hand, and then you pull your hand out to catch the fish.
And you have a catfish on your hand.
That sounds terrible.
Have you guys heard Kathleen Madigan's joke about that? About how they tried to outlaw noodling in Missouri?
I'm sure they flipped shit.
Because some guy came on the news and complained. Yeah, some guy came on the news. He was like the president of the noodling or something.
I'm not gonna be able to handle it.
And he was on the news shirtless.
Of course.
The president of noodling. And he was like, if I want to catch catfish with my hand, you tell me why I can't. And Kathleen Madigan was like, so that was the argument for.
That's pro noodling.
But yeah, they tried to like outlaw it because like sometimes the catfish can be so big that they pull
people
down and like drown them.
I mean, they can be like the size of us.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Like when you get in big rivers and stuff.
Yeah. But then you kind of agree with that guy where it's like, okay, but that's their own choice. If they know the risk of getting pulled under, don't tell him that he can't.
Don't tell him he can't.
Let him go noodling.
Let me live my life.
If he gets pulled under, he made the choice. He'll go out swinging. He realizes that. He'll go down swinging.
And also, what have we lost?
I know. I mean, it's sad.
Really.
Sorry about ya. I'll just do a couple more.
Okay.
In South America, this one kind of makes me sad because I had, or I didn't, but my cousins had a pet guinea pig, but they eat guinea pig in South America. And I like they're cute little pets and they have their little twitchy noses. But apparently they are served whole roasted, basically like a chicken, or cooked into a casserole, and they taste like rabbit, which we eat rabbit. I mean, I don't, but like people in America.
I mean, I have. It's very, it's pretty common, like where we're from.
I was going to say, a lot of my friends in Illinois.
It's like chicken-esque. Okay. I mean, it's just kind of like, I don't remember anything special, and I've only had it like a couple times. So it would be like, obviously it didn't like blow me away.
It wasn't that memorable. I can't wait till I get rabbit again. And I guess guinea pigs and rabbits have those similarities, like the little round body shape, the twitchy noses, but apparently it tastes like rabbit, but it just makes me sad to think of. I'm just like, oh, I remember seeing a guinea pig running around my cousin's house and in its little cage, and it's just
people eat them. You don't want to roast it?
I don't want to roast it. I don't want it. And then this one is from the US of A. I hadn't heard of this before, and maybe I just lived under a rock, but Rocky Mountain oysters is the name, but they're not oysters.
They're balls. They are
some boobles.
Deep fried in flour, pepper, and salt. Have you guys ever had these?
No.
No.
Are they called Rocky Mountain oysters?
I don't know. It's better than saying bulbuls.
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 I think that's so funny. I didn't realize this was a thing, but apparently like at some like baseball stadiums, they're served over French fries. I know. Yeah. I'm like, who, where, fried, which stadium?
Right? Yeah.
Who, where do I go?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're fried and they're served over French fries. You can dip them in ranch and ketchup, whatever, but Rocky Mountain oysters. I thought that was so funny.
That is a funny name. I wonder if it has something to do with where it originated.
Probably.
Could be, yeah.
Like it was a delicacy in the Rocky Mountains.
No, I'm trying to find,
I mean,
and then they were like, what else is a delicacy? You know, oysters.
Trying to use every part of the bowl.
Yeah.
You know, and just trying to get rid of everything. And then they're like, well, I guess we'll eat this
we
now.
This is all we got left.
Call it the bowl. All that's left is the testes. Let's fry them up. Let's do it.
So we got to think of something fancy to call them.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
It's people so funny
line
to me.
Up.
Oh, I do kind of want to try them, as gross as it is. I mean, I am
I'd
curious
try.
Now.
I'd try it.
And again, they're fried. All
they're
fried.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever. Put some garlic on there.
I know. Sprinkle a little garlic and I'm sold.
That should be like the theme of this episode. Just sprinkle a little garlic on there. It's like, this is the most haunted restaurant in the world. Sprinkle a little garlic on it.
Problem solved. I mean, vampires, aren't they scared of garlic? Exactly. Isn't that the stereotype?
Yeah.
I bet.
Stereotype.
Well, because we don't really know. We don't know.
We don't know about
vampires.
No.
We don't.
Everything's fine. Do we want to talk about what other countries think?
Yes.
Or should we put, I didn't know if we were going to squeeze that in later on.
I want to know.
And you may have some ones that I don't have on this list. But I think a pretty obvious one we can all guess is they think American cheese and squeeze cheese is the weirdest because it's not cheese. I think it's 45. I think I read like Velveeta slices are like 45% cheese.
I judge people based on, that's like one of the first questions that I will ask you. Do you eat Kraft cheese?
Yes.
Like is that, or like Velveeta? I'm not saying there's not a time and a place, but you know, if you're in a pinch, it's fine. But like,
I don't anymore as an adult, but I was raised on Kraft singles.
Sure.
It wasn't even like on my sandwiches. It was like my snack. My mom would just hand me a piece of sliced cheese and I was like, thanks, Ma. But they're not cheese.
They make really great grilled cheese sandwiches.
True. Oh, they are good.
They melt
on grilled
really
cheese.
Well.
Yeah.
That's probably a situation
because
where I'd still have it.
Fake
because they're fake.
It's not
fake
really
cheese, and the way it melts is not correct. No. But it looks great, looks and tastes great.
Yeah,
and squeeze cheese. They're like, why the hell do you guys have cheese in a
aerosol
can?
Aerosol cheese,
aerosol can that you squeeze on a cracker. Which again, ate it all the damn time as a child. Yeah. And boy, was
like,
it tasty.
I feel like adults who like live normal lives don't eat that.
No.
I feel like that's very much so like a child. It's very easy for a child to make. Like,
totally.
Shut up and take it. My mom would hand me the saltines
and the squeezed cheese and she'd be like, get out of my face. Mm-hmm. And I'd be busy for hours.
45 minutes.
Have you guys seen a Goofy movie?
Yeah.
When that one guy makes the Leaning Tower of Cheese. I did that and I got in so much trouble because I mean, it didn't look like the Leaning Tower of Cheese. I just made a tower in my hand and shoved it all in my mouth, but I got cheese like all over my body, on the floor, on the coffee table.
That was Pauly Shore, so wasn't it?
That's amazing.
Yeah, that is Pauly Shore's
tower
voice.
Leaning Tower of Cheese.
That's Pauly Shore.
Wow. Yep. So I tried to recreate that and just made a big old mess.
I found a Reddit thread of people who are from other countries, what food of ours is like.
I think we probably read the same Reddit thread.
Maybe. And Cheese Whiz, Velveeta, Easy Cheese, everyone just said, just no.
Yeah, like, just no. They think we are complete garbage for even having that existing. Which, like you said, most like adults would not eat it. But the fact that we like have it in our stores. I thought, interestingly enough, root beer, they think, is very strange. It's not even like that it exists necessarily. I found out it's because in the UK, there's a medicine that tastes like root beer. And so they associate it with medicine.
Yeah.
So like, how do you drink this?
It would be like us drinking Robitussin flavored soda.
Okay.
Yes.
Where it's like, no, this is what medicine tastes like.
Yeah.
This tastes like Robitussin.
Did you guys ever take Dimetapp when you were little, when you had a cough? And I would always get the grape flavor and I loved it. Mm-hmm. And I miss, that's medicine that I miss. Sorry for that.
Well, you could put it in some Sprite. Isn't that what rappers do?
I think you're right. Yeah. And isn't that what like Lean Scissorp is? I shouldn't say that because that's probably incorrect and we're going to get attacked by our listeners. But I thought that was
Scissorp. Isn't it called Lean?
Yeah, there's something with that one. Promethazine is a big one. I mean, I used to work in a pharmacy.
Yeah, you worked in a pharmacy.
Oh, but I was like, how do you know that large word?
Cough syrup. In Sprite.
Yeah.
And it's like a drink, but it makes you kind of like, it's
a little loopy.
If you stay up, like you take an Ambien. I've heard of this happening.
And you try to stay
awake. I've never done this. And you try to stay awake. It's like that type of a thing.
Also, other countries think pumpkin pie and pecan pie is insane.
Oh my
gosh. To me, that's funny because it's such like, that's like America.
Huge.
It's like pumpkin pie is America.
I mean, that's Starbucks like or pumpkin flavored
pumpkin
things.
Everything.
Like
they think we're bizarre that like we take a gourd and like make desserts out of it. They're like,
well,
who
you
do
take
you all
spiders.
Think you are? Yeah. Well, you guys eat spiders.
Hey, I was right. Yeah. It's Lean.
Okay.
Cough medication, soda, sometimes even candy.
Will you Google what Scissorp is then?
Scissorp?
Who knows how to spell that though? Just take a guess.
Scissorp.
Scissorp, it's the exact same thing.
Oh, thank God. Now I don't feel so bad.
Okay. Scissorp, Lean, also known as purple drink.
Purple drink.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's all the same thing. We were both correct.
Didn't want to offend anyone. Always right. Scissorp.
Sipping on my scissorp.
But yeah, I can't imagine like not having pumpkin pie at Thanksgiving or not having, to be a basic white bitch, but I love myself a pumpkin spice latte. But
see,
I don't like
pumpkin spice lattes.
I could go without it.
Yeah,
me too. I don't like it.
She's nervously twitching.
No, yeah,
there.
Totally.
I hate pumpkin spice. No, but we do have an obsession with pumpkin in this country. It's just the truth. And other countries think we're crazy town for putting a gourd in things. Our obsession with ranch, of course, is trash to all other countries. And that's another one. Same with the Kraft mac and cheese, where I freaking love ranch and I do pour it on everything, but I know I'm self-aware enough to know I'm trash when I'm doing it. But I just say I still enjoy it, and
I like
so here
flavor.
I am
and I like this flavor, and I'm
I've matured up. Though I have to tell you the gross thing I used to do. I used to pour it over rice.
Whoa.
I'd cook plain white rice. This was when I was a teenager, and I'd always be the first to get home from school. My parents weren't home from work yet, and my brother and sister moved out of the house already, and I was home alone. And it was like that time where mom's like, make yourself some food, we're gonna be home late. And that was my choice. I'd make some white rice.
Goodness.
And I'd pour ranch over it. And that was the
Mine
disgusting
was like a kid's
human
cuisine.
I was. Kids
That's what
cuisine?
I would do. Yeah. It's like
One of those boxed microwave meals?
Dinner, yeah. But for kids, obviously, yes. You know. Kids,
I would always make. I was normal. I would make a PBJ, which, by the way, that's another thing
that they think is weird.
Yeah, that they think is weird is peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Oh, yes. Don't come after me and my peanut butter.
I know. I still love PBJ. Yeah, they don't understand the mixture of like peanut butter and. And jam.
And you can make so many different varieties.
I know.
You can make a fluffernutter.
You want strawberry jam. You want grape jam. You want crunchy peanut butter. You want smooth peanut butter. You want to throw some crunchy bananas on there.
Bananas.
Honey.
Yes, ma'am. I did read the reason. I don't know why other countries think it's weird. Australians think it's weird because jelly and jam to them is more like Jello.
Right.
They just have a different definition. So in their head, they're like, you're putting Jello on top of your peanut butter.
Yeah.
But other countries, but I'm like, also, no, you know what jam is.
That sounds good, too.
Yeah. No, I would eat that.
I would eat Jello on my peanut butter or peanut butter on my Jello. I would 100% do that.
I would, too. So I'm like, judge me.
Anyway.
At me.
Don't at me.
Don't at me. They think grits are weird, which, to be honest, so do I. Can't get on board with
I'm
grits.
I'm not a huge fan of grits.
Okay, so...
You have to put so much on it.
Yes. Otherwise, it just kind of tastes like soupy cardboard.
Yeah.
You put so much like ketchup or hot sauce on it that it's like, well, it's sort of like
oysters. Butter and sugar.
Yeah.
That was... Or like, why not just eat butter and sugar?
I know.
You're going to put that
there's not a lot of nutritional value going into you by eating this. Yeah, and it was kind of like... Same with oysters, where it's like, well, you put a bunch of stuff in it. It's like, well, then I could eat something else.
Yes. 100%.
Like, I have to put all this
stuff
on
it. I'm making
a
new meal out of this on top of my grits.
I'll just make a different thing. Anyways.
Marshmallow fluff, I think is really weird, which like...
Speaking of that.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. But it's delicious.
But whatever,
You know what? I always use marshmallow fluff if I'm making hot cocoa instead of putting marshmallows in.
Hell yes.
Put a scoop of marshmallow fluff.
Hell yes.
I've never done that.
Oh, man.
It turns into...
It gives it... And it's like the... You don't have to worry about like the marshmallows on top.
Nope.
You know, like it puts the flavor in.
Yeah.
You just changed my life. I can't wait to go home and try that probably
get
tonight.
Right now,
I am making an early exit.
Which, speaking of hot chocolate, they think Hershey chocolate is complete garbage because it just tastes so like processed and fake.
Yeah,
and
it's not like chocolate like at all.
Right, and so I can't lie, I like Hershey's chocolate.
Yeah. I'm sure over in France, or they have the fancy whatever,
the real chocolatiers,
the real chocolatiers.
Wasn't that Hershey's milk chocolate? We probably did read the same Reddit thread because I do remember something about like it's what they sent the men in war in like World War II.
Yes,
they sent over, and then so then when the boys came back from the war, or maybe it was Vietnam, it was some war. They sent all this Hershey's like milk chocolate, this processed cheap chocolate, with them, and. Or they ate it somewhere else. I don't remember. But when they came back, that's what they wanted.
Yeah.
Like they liked it and they wanted more of it. And then Hershey's milk chocolate like exploded.
Yeah. And now it's
never really goes bad. It just sits there forever.
Yep. It'll be preserved. You know, like
the McDonald's burger and fries that just
sits there. Yeah, don't they say like it'll just hold?
You can record it for like 5 years.
Oh my gosh.
Doesn't.
So awful. But I mean, give me a McDonald's burger.
Exactly. There's a time and a place. Like I said, you know.
White bread, they think is so weird, but again, it's because they just like only eat like the fresh good stuff over there, and we just have our processed sliced bread in a bag at the store.
Mm-hmm.
Corn dogs, which again, I can totally understand, but I love them.
Yes, I love me some good carnival food. That's one of the things.
Yes,
man, can't pass it up.
Do you have any more on your list?
Because
I was like, I don't have to keep going.
This is actually kind of interesting. Japanese people think that KFC, or just fried chicken in general, is a Christmas tradition.
What?
Yeah. So basically, in 1974, KFC ran a Christmas ad in Japan, and eating KFC as a Christmas meal is widely practiced.
Oh, wait, I
did
just hear this.
Associated it with
it's
Christmas.
Now a holiday tradition.
Yeah,
and
it's
there
a holiday
are KFCs
thing.
All over in Japan now, aren't there? Where they're like never would have been before that ad.
Exactly. So Christmas is like, oh, we all go to KFC. We get KFC.
I'm obsessed
with
that.
Which is amazing.
I might start doing that.
Right.
I love KFC. I do too. I have no shame.
Hashtag trash.
A lot of people are in awe of the amount of sugar and fat in our food. Like,
what?
I know.
Us?
Who?
America?
Who? Me? Like one guy said, and this is like a direct quote, your ability to put thousands of calories into the tiniest of cookies is unmatched. You put sugar in your sugar and coat it with cream and caramel and chocolate and then add more sugar like you're trying to create a super dense matter or black hole out of food.
Yes.
That is extremely painfully accurate.
Yeah.
I know, like,
I feel very attacked and violated right now.
I am personally attacked right now.
Not even know me.
Oh, but it's true. But it's look at like the... look at a package of like the smallest cookies and it's like, oh, okay.
Yep.
Portion sizes was another one. Literally every person outside of the United States commented on our portion sizes. They seriously cannot believe it. One of them said, Siri,
get out of here.
I said seriously and she was like, yes.
Oh. Yeah.
One of them said they went to the movies in America and they were like disgusted and shocked at the size of the popcorn and the soda cups, not to mention the fact that you get like free refills. Totally. They were completely shocked.
I'm blown away by it sometimes too. You're like, can I get a medium soda and a medium popcorn? They're the size of your head. And I'm like, well, what's the large? Like,
yeah, why is this large? So what's the small?
Like,
this
I don't
is
understand.
Insane. And like, I guess you can justify it at like movie theaters because it's like, we'll give you this huge size so you don't have to come back.
But it's supposed to be
back
for 2.5 hours.
Yeah,
but you're shoveling it in your face
you all during the preview.
Yeah, and most people share, you know, their soda and their popcorn. And I mean, not me, but like
I can eat a large normal people. Yeah. Oh, it's embarrassing. Yeah.
So I get it, but like when you go to McDonald's and they give you like a big gulp, it's like who needs that much soda?
No one on this sweet earth every day.
Like 2 or 3 times a day.
You can just like supersize and make everything extra large in this country. And it's so crazy. And again, I feel like I sound like such a pretentious asshole. I keep bringing up my Europe trip, but I just went last year. So it's fresh in my mind.
Right.
But like in Barcelona, everything is like tapas and small plates. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is so much smarter. Like just have little meals throughout the day and like sprinkle them in to give yourself some substance and keep you going.
Energy.
You don't.
Food is energy, people.
But then you don't
Did you
feel
know
like
that?
Garbage.
That's what I hear.
Because you don't just sit and eat a huge meal. You just have a little something and you're like, I feel good, but I'm also like still awake and can get around instead of having this giant pit
food
in my stomach because I ate
a
large fry and a burger. Yeah. It's just they're doing it right.
Yeah. I agree.
That's all.
I agree as well. Let's move on. Let's talk about some weird restaurants.
Woohoo.
That's all the time we have this week for Keep It Weird. I can't tell you how much it meant to me to be able to record an episode of my show with one of my oldest and dearest friends. Natalie is truly a delight. We had so much fun when she was in town. It was such a great staycation. Thank you guys for being so supportive of me taking a week off so I could relax and hang out with my friend. She's really wonderful. And next week, she's actually going to tell you about some of the weirdest restaurants in the world. And she'll even throw in some of the most famously haunted restaurants in the world. And then I'm going to end the episode on some crazy food conspiracies because you know how much I love a good conspiracy theory. And I was not prepared for the crazy shit that I would find. I truly thought this is going to be a tough subject. I'm not going to find much. And I had to whittle it down to only a few stories. So get excited about that. Thank you so much for listening and continuing to support our show. If you'd like to financially help support our show, head over to www.patreon.com/keepitweirdpodcast where you can donate $1, $5, or $10 to the show and get bonus episodes, newsletters, free merch, and more. If you'd like to buy a shirt, hoodie, tote bag, button, patch, or magnet, you can head over to our Etsy store at www.etsy.com/shop/keepitweirdpodcast. And as always, follow us on social media at Keep It Weirdcast across all platforms. I hope you were able to keep your appetite after this hour of absolute horror. We'll see you next week. Bon appetit, and always keep it weird. Guys, where's my fucking coffee?
It's literally on the table in front of you.
It's been a morning.